True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
People just seem to love a powerful debate online, and right now there's a viral debate going over the worst song ever.
Okay.
It's very heated, but most posts right now are targeting this song by Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros from 2010. It's called Home.
Oh yeah.
I like the song.
I knew you would. This was like during that whole like
stomp stomp claps.
The Mumford and Sons and like Head and the Heart, great band from around here, but a lot of like folky alternative rock, and this was definitely one of the ones that was super popular.
Oh yeah. The band's frontman though caught wind of this viral debate and has showed up to defend the song, which I think is very cool, you know? He's like, "Hey man, this is a banger."
And you think that, is that what he said?
Yes.
All right. Here's how you know what a song is good, all right? If the bones are good, if the bones let the song survive context, if you pull it out of an acoustic guitar, you put a piano there, oh, and it works, oh, it's a good song. If it works, it's a good song. You pull it out of the piano, you put it on a harp, it's still working. You take it out the harp, you sing it a cappella, still working. A good song.
I think that's a cappella, but yeah.
He lost all credibility.
You take the bones out of the song, and if it's still good, it's still good.
So do you think that's one of the worst songs ever written?
I don't think it's one of the worst songs. I do agree with him that the sign of a great song, and I don't know if this is a sign of that song being great, because I haven't heard different versions of it, and probably for the better. But like when you hear a song, like for instance, whenever we go to Ruston Way and the waterfront over by, in Tacoma, which is a great spot, every so often there's this dude that's just playing an accordion. And he's sitting there, and one of the times he was playing Nirvana's All Apologies.
Oh, awesome.
And I was like, man, this song still sounds great on an accordion. And I feel like that part, I do agree with him. Like, if you could take any song, play it on the piano, it still sounds good. Play it on the accordion, and it still sounds good. That's the sign of a great song.
I like that.
But I don't know if I would put Home as, like, the worst song of all time. But I did come across some of the other songs that they decided to say and during these conversations are considered some of the worst songs of all time. So I want to see what you guys think. Are you ready for the first one?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if you remember this one.
Hey, soul sister. Hey, Mr.
This one was like all over pop radio when I worked in pop radio.
Is it Train?
It is Train.
And he lives here. The singer.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Sometimes he's at Seahawks games. I'll be honest, I thought this was Maroon 5.
I've seen Train 3 times live just
Why?
Because of that song. Because it was so popular. We worked through the radio station with it.
All right, here's another one that was very popular on pop radio stations. And I think all of us might agree that this song is really annoying. Oh, there's Taryn. She's
I do think it's annoying. I mean, it's catchy, but it's annoying.
You feel like that's what you want to do.
I like Pharrell, too. And I never got this song.
See, I like Pharrell. I don't like his music, though. He seems like a pretty good guy. All the interviews I've ever heard him in, he seems fun. He's got a great voice, but none of his songs resonate with me.
That's fair.
Worst song ever?
I don't like this song.
Now, in all fairness, the criteria is it can't just be like a random song. They're like, it has to be a song that had like some level of success for it to be deemed a worst song.
I mean, I don't love the song at all, but I wouldn't say it's the worst song ever written.
The record that this is on, I was obsessed with. I loved Kings of Leon for maybe a year. And then after that, I was like, the album that came out after, I wasn't really too into.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. You ready for another one?
I am. Well, speaking of Maroon 5.
Oh, I thought this was Train.
I thought it was Justin Timberlake. I don't like this song.
No. All right, you got one more?
Yeah.
All right, let's see if you guys like this one.
Oh, this is bad, too.
This is fun.
It's not fun.
You don't like this song? How do you not like this song, Taryn? Of all the songs, I would have figured you would groove to this one.
That's like the anthem.
The guy's voice drives me absolutely insane.
You know what's funny? When I first heard this song, I'm like, oh, this band, I'm into this. Like, I really dug that song, and then I went and checked out the rest of the record. And I'm like, oh, okay, this band's not going to have a lot of hits.
All you need is one. Yeah. All you need is one.
My favorite, though, they were listing all these different bands and different artists that they consider have the worst songs. I think you'll agree with this one, Taryn. One person wrote the worst song ever written is the whole discography of U2.
Oh, yes!
The Daily Mix Show.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's always a little bit of drama when there's an HOA involved, right, Steve Miggs?
Oh, yes.
Well, there's a guy from Arizona, a homeowner by the name of David Martin. He has been fined many times over the past 5 years by his HOA for something really kind of strange. He's just been offering free water to his neighbors. And this is the news report on what's been going on.
For the past 5 years,
you want water or ice?
David Martin has had this in his driveway. A cooler filled with chilled water bottles, giving them out to anyone who needs them.
It's really for the drivers, it's for the families, it's for the kids. It's to do something positive in a world that needs it.
A simple gesture.
It's simple and very random also.
Do your
neighbors not have water?
Getting him fined $100 a month from his HOA. According to the HOA's management group, advertising free water out in the open goes against the community's rules and regulations.
I stand firm on the fact that I'm not paying the fines, the cooler's not going anywhere.
With many neighbors on his side.
I thought that was kind of ridiculous.
Now he's fighting back.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like such an innocent thing and a very valuable thing, especially during the hot summer months, to make water available for your neighbors. So, I think he's doing good guy stuff.
So their issue is that he's advertising water. Are they worried like they're going to lose their water sponsorship deal at the HOA? That just seems very strange.
Well, and I saw the picture of the cooler with his sign and everything. It's not like it's some crazy eyesore.
And it's not like it's brought to you by Smart Water.
No. Something.
That's weird. So you don't have an HOA.
I've never had an HOA. We have a road association, but it's like not even on the same level.
And Danny's smart. He just rents, so he doesn't have to worry about any of this crap.
Yeah, if we have an HOA, I have no idea about it.
What kind of HOA drama have you personally dealt with, Steve?
I've had a couple. At the new house, I've gotten one letter from the HOA.
Like a warning?
Yeah, because they were like, your weeds are getting a little too high. Because there was a part of our house. I thought it was our neighbor's part. I didn't realize that was where, like it's like an extra couple of inches from like their line of like ownership to ours. And like, it's just a random little spot. And there were the weeds. I thought, I'm like, when are they going to take care of that? Then I realized, oh, we're the idiots. They didn't find us. But I was like, we quickly got that fixed. And then they also one time they were like, your steps haven't been painted. And we can see like there's some chips on the paint on the stairs.
How often are you supposed to paint the stairs?
I guess often enough so it doesn't have any chips. I don't know.
How dare you?
Actually, that's part of my list of things to do. The one, though, was not at the current house. It was the last house. And now this one pissed me off to no end. I got a letter from them threatening to like fine us because we were letting our dog poop wherever it wanted in the neighborhood. And they even like, you know, said exactly where it was and all this. And I'm like, I know exactly what they're talking about, but it's not our dog. And they kept sending us letters. I'm like, look, it's not our dog. And my wife made fun of me because I kind of became my dad for a second because I went out there, took a picture of the poop, took a picture of our dog, emailed it to the HOA and said, do you think our dog is capable of making this?
Wow.
Our 7-pound dog. I mean, this thing was like clearly from a dog that was like at least 50 pounds.
And they thought it was Lulu.
They thought it was Lulu. Soon after that, we got an email like, we apologize. We completely got the wrong. We must have gotten the houses mixed up. I was like, okay. Because they were like going to like fine me for that.
And I'm
like,
my gosh.
I pick up after my dog. You're not fining me for someone else's dog.
Responsible Steve Miggs would never leave dog poop out.
Not intentionally.
No.
No. Now, human. No, I'm kidding.
No. I love an HOA horror story, so I'm hoping that the Rockaholics can also share some with
us. I got to imagine. Anytime we've talked about HOAs, some people just have the worst HOAs where they like lose. I remember one time getting in trouble, getting a letter because they're like, you left your garbage pail out in the front longer than it should. And it was like not even 24 hours.
What is that? The grace period is only 24 hours?
I think on my last development, whoever was running the HOA was like drunk with power and just looked for any reason to send you those like warning letters.
Did they show up with like a badge?
They might as well have. I mean, but the letters were always just so dumb.
Oh, God.
The Daily Migs Show.
Have you ever been fined by your homeowners association, or did you ever just get one of the nasty letters like Steve Miggs has gotten before?
A couple here and there.
Call 206-803-ROCK. Steve, we have someone on hold who's on the inside. Someone who has actually served on the board of an HOA.
Oh, this should be good.
So we're going to chat with them in just a moment, but first we've got Matt from Maple Valley on. Matt, when were you fined by your HOA, or when did you get in trouble with the homeowners association?
We weren't fined, but the wife and I wanted to paint the house because the HOA was built in the early 2000s. So all the houses are light gray, light yellow, light brown, light blue, and we wanted to update the color. And so we told them what we wanted to do, and they said, well, give us a color scheme. And so we got a small sheet of plywood and put the colors together and showed them, went to their meeting, the board meeting.
Oh, my gosh.
And they said, yeah, exactly. And they came back. The HOA manager, our president, was our neighbor across the street. Sweet little Asian lady, super, super nice. And she had to come over and be the bearer of bad news because the other two were drunk with power and said the gray is too dark. And I looked at her, and I own a landscape company, and I did 6 of the 24 homes. So I did 25% of the homes in the neighborhood that always looked immaculate. And the treasurer of the board, his yard is where the monument is, and his yard always looked absolutely horrible. So I looked her in the face, and I said, I will send a letter every week to you guys complaining about his yard if you guys do not accept this. They came back to us, said, hey, how about just one shade lighter of the gray?
Oh, God.
So we exactly, Steve. We resubmitted on the other side of that piece of wood the color scheme with the lighter shade of gray. They approved it, and then we painted the house the original shade.
I was going to say, I was hoping you were going to say that because I'm like, I ain't going to know.
Did they ever know?
Yeah, because I told him after we moved out.
Oh, that's awesome. It's not like you're asking to paint your house hot pink.
No.
I never understand that. I get like having the HOA for like, you know, instances where maybe when someone goes a little over the top, be like, hey, pump the brakes a little bit. But if you're just saying no to something just so you show that you have power over somebody else's home and their choices, that just sounds stupid to me.
Dumb. 206-803-ROCK. Justin in Seattle. Tell us about the time that you got fined by your HOA or when you got in trouble with your HOA.
They're a fucking, so I kind of work for the HOA, and then I get, like, work orders that I have to go fix stuff. So I'll be out there working, and then I'll get a call from my boss, and they're like, hey, where are you? And I tell them where they're at. They go, like, well, there's some homeless guy. He's got, like, a handful of light bulbs, and just said hi to one of the ladies from the that live at such. I go, I'm right there working on her house. And they go, oh, that's you.
You're the homeless guy.
And they'll say, like, my shirt says, like, Jimmy's HOA. And they're like, well, some weirdos out there, like me, the lady's out here talking to me right now. I can see her. And then she goes back and she goes, oh, that was you? I go, hey, yeah, that was me.
Question for you. What made you want to work on the HOA? I mean, because I feel like the HOA is like one of those things where like everyone in the neighborhood just can't stand them. So why did you want to put yourself through that?
Want to work for the HOA. It's a maintenance thing. So they were applying. I didn't know it was HOA until I got the job.
Gotcha.
Fun times. Drama, oh, drama, drama.
Because I remember I had one of my neighbors trying to be like, hey, you should run, go. They would complain about stuff at their house. And I'm like, listen, I'm like, oh, that sucks. Like, well, yeah, you should be a part of the HOA then so we don't have to deal with this. I'm like, what? Why do... No, if you got issues with the HOA, you become part of the HOA. And then they were trying to get my wife to be a part of it as well. Oh. And she even considered it for a half a second. And I'm like, what? Do you really want to deal with other people's drama?
That sounds awful.
No.
Like, you couldn't even pay me to do that job.
Like, I remember when I was a property manager, like, you know, dealing with that, an apartment manager. And, like, that sucked. And I only did it so I could live for free at the apartment.
I'm sorry, Steve, but I'm starting to think that, honestly, being on the HOA board is in your future because you were an RA.
Yes.
You were a property manager.
Yeah, but do you realize why I did those things?
To get cheapy rent and things like that?
To live for free. I would be the HOA president if I didn't have to pay my mortgage. In a heartbeat. I mean, I was an RA so I could get free room and board, and then I was an apartment manager so I could live in my apartment for free.
So you don't get like a discount on your dues or anything like that if you're on the board?
I never thought about that.
Wow. Do your research, Steve.
I don't know if it's worth it just for free HOA dues, though.
The Daily Migs Show. True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.